Good Masters or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
Okay. you want to go out?
Evening.
Hi.
Wait, I didn't turn you up. Which ones are you?
Two.
Okay, you're on.
Which yes, one? Bro.
Three.
Yes.
There we
Hello.
Go.
Hello.
Peanut. Peanut o'clock.
It's peanut o'clock.
Peanut o'clock.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Welcome to WMFO.
This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Educational Radio.
Educational? Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that one of the like,
public service
statements?
Announcements?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I kind of make those words up, but yeah. We do educate on ladders and earthquakes and things
it's
like that.
It's true, and dementia.
Things of that nature. I don't actually recall that one. I don't think
you don't recall. Well, you know, that might be a bad sign. We need to get that.
Today is our show again.
Peanut.
We play music, but we don't practice it beforehand. That's not
no,
part of it.
No, we practice it a little.
That's not part
we
of the...
We don't practice it enough.
That's not part of the idea, but it happens to be the case. So we're going to set up our little thing, and we're going to do some songs. Yeah. I'll let you listen to whatever.
There's a really beautiful view out the window right now. It's the sun shining on the path through the
That's
trees.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign.
It is a good
okay.
sign.
Beautiful day.
We'll be back. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Tune into WMFO on Friday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. for the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a genre-jumping sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-life historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. Every episode has a different theme, like the Tears of the Gods sound collages it alternates with. The program explores an extremely wide range of music styles, including rock, jazz, funk, punk, electronic, ambient, metal, country, classical, disco, and J-pop.
I love it so much.
So listen in on the web stream at WMFO.org or the 91.5 FM Hertzian waves on Friday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts, non-commercial, community, freeform radio.
Some people really like it and some just don't.
Slow dance for her. love, emotion gets low.
I hear you go.
If I'm the queen of a scarecrow, I watch you guide.
See the red button?
Yes.
Off. Yeah.
Off.
Off. Okay. Wait. I can't hear my... Oh, probably because those are off.
Wait.
I'm wondering if... No. Hold on. I gotta...
What's going on?
Okay. You want to talk about the news, right?
Yes. Well, not necessarily.
What's happening? You can't hear?
No.
Oh, see the knob, the headphone knob?
No.
Yeah, turn that up.
That one?
Yeah, that should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, there we go.
There. Yeah. Well, what do I know?
Ha!
Ha! All right. Should we play some music instead of talking about the news?
We didn't talk about the news.
What do you want to talk about?
I think it's,
People come to independent radio to hear about current events, I think.
Yeah. Actually, we're not supposed to be political on the radio. I don't think that's allowed.
Something political about the price of gas.
You
got nothing. You got nothing.
No, I got nothing.
Stunlocked you there.
I got nothing.
Nope.
All
right, shall we play?
I
gotta move my mic.
You know, yeah, it's really hard when you're all tangled up in
so for,
50 different...
For the viewers at home who can't see because this is the radio, this space is set up for, like, interviews, and we're trying to mic, like, three guitars and two singers with four mics. It's not a math equation that works out in the end, but we'll figure it out. And we did it two weeks ago, so we'll do it again.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna move the mic to my guitar now.
So am I.
Okay. Should we just go back to back? You know.
Do a twofer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do this. And
it's, yeah, it's not that hard.
We need a moon song. Yeah, well, whatever.
No, we'd have to switch if we.
Oh,
yeah,
you're
we
right.
Have,
now.
We would
we
have
do
to
do
switch.
A well, doing a back to back, the viewers at home are gonna have so much time to listen to the next thing we do.
No, I'm just looking at the time.
Yeah, whatever. You know what? We'll see how this goes, and then we'll figure
out.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is, we were deciding, we were looking at Belle and Sebastian songs earlier that we might want to play, and we were deciding, well, I actually saw they're like going on tour or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Like in May or something.
We should go to that.
We should go.
And play this
We're all
them.
Going.
Play for them, yeah. And we ended up deciding on Judy and her Great Dream.
Can't say that on the radio. Between the hours of 7 and 7. You're done.
Judy and Her Dream of Horses.
Damn. You're really having trouble.
I'm a little tired, but...
Okay,
fair enough. Yeah. Okay, we're just gonna rip it. We haven't practiced very much, but we kind of got it down.
Or twice.
Yeah.
Three gets dicey.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
already messed it up. Hold on. I'm gonna restart.
It's okay.
I'm gonna restart.
Nobody's nerfing, as they say.
That is what they say.
Can you hear my guitar?
Not really. Can you turn the mic up? Which one's it?
Can you hear mine?
Yes.
Okay. I can also just.
Yeah, whatever. That works.
Okay. Okay. One, two, three.
Judy wrote the saddest song. Showed it to a boy in school today. Judy, where did you go wrong? You used to make me smile when I was sad. Judy was a teenage rebel. She did it with a boy when she was young. She gave herself to books and learning. She gave herself to being number one. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy got a book at school. She went under the covers with her torch. Fell asleep till it was morning. She dreamed about the girl who stole her horse. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping, yeah. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping. Judy, let's go for a walk. We can kiss and do whatever you want. But you will be disappointed. You will fall asleep with ants in your pants. Judy, you're just trying to find and did the dream of horses. And the song she wrote was Judy and her dream of horses. Dream of horses. Dream of horses. Dream of horses. Looking boys are taken. Best looking girls are staying inside. Judy, where's that leave you? Walking in the street from morning to light with the fire upon your shoulder, turning up the path that you walk. With a parrot on your shoulder, lighting everything when you talk. If you're feeling blue, just write another song, a song about your dream of horses. Call it Judy and a dream of horses. Call it Judy and a dream of horses. Judy and a dream of horses. Da 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 da. Dream of horses. Dream of horses. Da 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 da. Dream of horses.
It's like juggling. I feel like I'm, like,
it is
guitar,
a lot to do at once.
And then the words, because I don't really know the words.
It's the play to the singer.
It's kind of fun, you know?
No, I feel that. See, me personally, I'm not really
it
singing
it is like
much.
Juggling.
It is,
which
yeah.
I'm very good at.
It's like juggling, except you're mic'd. And it's being broadcasted, and you're also tangled in wires as
so
well.
So many wires.
I have a...
Kind of like a puppet. You know,
I came into practice with half a dozen drumsticks, and I went to get water, and I came back, and it was plainly apparent that someone had tried to juggle them all,
and it wasn't me.
Not succeeded.
And it wasn't.
They were
me.
All over the floor, pick up sticks, picking up twigs, even style, picking up twigs, picking up twigs. I love picking
up
twigs. Me
too. Buckle my shoe.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh heavens.
We're just gonna go straight into the next one, I think.
We should get political about this one, though. This one may be a political disclaimer here about John Lennon.
Well, we're going to talk about fighting about John Lennon after.
Oh, wow.
Fighting about John
a
Lennon.
A through line.
Yep.
Yeah, the third song that we're going to do is a lyric about John Lennon.
Truth.
It does.
You think he really...
A little hint.
What was his deal?
He had a lot of dealings.
Well, yeah. he had a heroin problem, I believe. No? Are you shaking your head no? No, he was just like that.
Oh. Okay. But this is beautiful little boy.
Don't.
Jesus
man.
Beautiful boy.
Not even a little bit.
Darling Sean. He's out there still somewhere.
Sean Lennon?
Doing something, yeah.
Didn't they
partner up?
Julian and Sean?
No.
Yoko?
McCartney's
oh,
son.
Really?
Yeah. I think so.
Paul McCartney has done everything a person can do in life. Have you considered this?
I don't know which I don't know his name, but I think they did something. I don't remember.
A collab?
Yeah, some kind of
collab. Just a song, surely. Because Paul's not really making music like that.
Isn't he like making music right now?
Is that true?
So.
I think, yeah. I think
that's
he gonna, is.
If that's Sir a Bowie, if it's a Bowie situation, I'm going to be sad. Because I feel like it might be. You know what I mean? Like a Black Star.
I think he's gone on SNL. I saw that.
How? Yeah. He's like 90, bro.
Sir Paul McCartney on SNL.
He's gone on SNL.
Oh, you know, actually, I know you're talking about. Someone was saying, yeah.
Or the, like, he can't the host. He's host. Too
old. Someone was saying, because Will Ferrell's hosting, they were saying it's Lorne Michaels, his last show. They're saying it's going to be his last one. Because Will Ferrell's hosting Paul McCartney's musical.
Oh.
Speculating.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Also, I forgot, we have to read a PSA.
Oh, yeah.
Throw me that.
Yep. You don't get to read it, because last time you read it like an illiterate child. It didn't work.
I'm not reading it, so
okay, I'll read it. No, give it to me.
You want
to
read it? PSA. Okay, yeah, then you get to pick, too.
I get to pick?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, it's so far away from where I'm sitting. Okay. Dear listeners, let's see, I'm turning to a... Okay. Numbers to think about worldwide cost of American healthcare. That sounds like a fucking, pardon me, a drag.
Can we give it background music while you do the PSA?
Yes. Okay. I got four 30-second PSAs. How many should I do?
One.
One? Okay. Let's do, preventing home fires. This is from American Red Cross. If you would like to do background music now, it would really help me. Do you know what you and your family can do to prevent home fires? The Red Cross is ready to help. You can also take steps to prevent them from ever occurring. That sentence doesn't make any sense. Make sure all sources of fuel, including paper and clothing, are at least 3 feet away from heat sources, such as space heaters. Never leave burning candles unattended, and keep matches and lighters away from children. To learn more, contact your local American Red Cross chapter. I don't know where my local American Red Cross chapter is, but dear listeners, I'm sure you do. That's that PSA. I think that was really worthwhile.
A public service message from WFO in Medford.
Right, of course.
Yep.
Educational radio.
Yep. Is that
why.
Even true?
Yes, we just educated people about how to prevent...
There's lots of education in that book.
In the PSA book?
Full of it.
That's true.
Full not to the brim. We're kind of actually... We need some more in there.
Need some new PSAs.
But, yeah.
What would you do if you had to do a PSA for today's modern day?
I would do a PSA on, learning to read.
You would bring back literacy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
On the radio,
the literacy rates are going down.
How?
A learning to read PSA. That's my.
Would it be? What would that look like to you?
Well, I don't have the facts on me right now. But,
that's okay.
But hypothetically, you know.
Something about, like, local libraries.
Uh-huh. True. Mm-hmm. Support your local library.
Yeah.
You know this.
Well, you can only support it if you know how to read.
Well, going into a library with no clue what they're talking about. What are these things? Who are you?
You kind of have to, you know, walk before you run in that situation.
And I guess the radio is the way you can do that. All right, should we play the song that this
guy
who hated his wife, not his wife, he loved his wife. He hated his kids. One of his kids. One of them? Both? No. Just one.
One.
The other one got a song written about him. Thank you.
have no fear. The monster's gone, he's on the run, and your daddy's here. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Before you go to sleep, say a little prayer. Every day, in every way, it's getting better and better. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Out on the ocean, sailing away, and hardly wait till you come of age. But I guess we'll both just have to be patient, 'cause it's a long way to go, a hard road to hoe. Cause it's a long way to go. But in the meantime, before you cross the street, take my hand. Life is what happens to you when you're busy making other plans. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Darling, darling, darling Luca.
I needed
good
to
night.
Hear that.
Good night, Luca. See you in the morning. Bright and early.
Does he say that?
The lyrics have it.
Oh, damn. I nice. Feel like I'd...
Good
I'd,
night, Luca.
I'd enjoy...
Okay. Okay.
Gotta relax a little. I feel like I'd enjoy having a song... If my dad wrote me a song that was, like, very lovely like that. That'd be nice.
What about, like...
Damn it, Dad.
Hey, Jude.
Hey, Jude.
That's a little different, though.
Hey, Jude's kind of a crazy one. It's just too... Like, Beautiful Boy, obviously very popular, very famous. Hey, Jude is, like, crazy. Too much for me. What's that one Beatles song? Everything I say is meaning... Is that Julia? Dear Prudence? One of the two. That's what I want. I want a Dear Prudence or a Julia off the White Album. Like a nice, beautiful song that's like a little not doesn't have my name in it, like you just sang. And now the people on the radio know that I'm in the studio.
I think your name's on the website, probably.
Oh damn!
Yeah,
both under, of our under names Peanut. Are on the
website. Is mine?
No, yours ain't.
Yeah,
mine,
get out of here.
Oh,
your band. No, I'm just playing.
That sucks.
Yeah, getting banned off WMFO for no reason would kind of suck.
Yeah.
Should we do an interlude, or should we go right into our third option?
Well, we have to switch spots, I feel like.
Oh, we have to do an interlude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we do a music interlude, or should we just do, like, a mumbling around interlude?
Maybe do music.
No, I think music.
Kind of, I think you're right.
See the... Do the Rivendell first.
What that mean?
A sad day for sure. Would you make a, make a, make a wish on my love? Ah. I made you sacrifice.
when you're running away. Love you ever, maybe we should fall.
I didn't know that's what we meant.
Let's do it. Fuck. let's do it.
Do whatever I thought we were gonna run it once before. Okay. I also can't.
Thank you. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. Don't plan it, don't wait for it, just let it happen. It could be a new shirt at the men's store, a catnap in your office chair, or two cups of good, hot, black coffee. Like this.
There's also a gift right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tune in on Tuesdays at 10 for Zen or The Skill to Catch a Vibe with me, Charlie Ewald. Each week, listen to my favorites in rock, world, folk, rap, and more.
A damn fine
radio show.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
Mm. You think,
is that good?
Daniel Bergoli's doing good? Catch Me Outside, how about that? Daniel Bergoli.
Yeah, I think she is.
You think she's doing good?
I think she is.
Hopefully she...
I'd like to think she is.
I was going to say I have no opinion on her, but Gucci Flip Flops, the music video for that's pretty good.
Gucci Flip Flops.
Whoa. Stop yourself before you do something rash. Or say something you don't mean.
I wasn't going to.
You would never hit someone with socks. Or in socks, rather.
Maybe I would. All right.
And with that...
We're doing another song. This time I'm singing. And we're doing Moon Song by Phoebe Bridgers.
Can you turn her mic up? Which mic are you?
This one is mic 3.
Can you turn 3 up, Charlie?
What?
Can you turn mic 3 up?
Well, turn the tuner knob, because it sounded good. Is your headphone knob?
It's mostly a mix thing,
but the things are here and right there.
I feel like I can hear myself. Can you hear that? Bop, bop, bop. I think it's okay.
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 Yay!
Yay! One moment. Okay.
Crazy.
Yes. To walk me home.
Bridgers.
She's never gonna make more music.
That's awful.
The sun that was once shining through the trees outside is now just absolutely blasting this window.
Blinding me in the face when
I turn
around.
You know what's messed up?
What's messed
Speaking of windows, my car.
Mm. Oh, true.
A lovely car.
This is a good story.
I love it a lot. It's great. Got in my car just mere moments ago, about an hour ago, and someone had given my car a kiss. Very clearly, you could see in the outline of the window through the dirt. It was like a very
and it's from the outside.
Clear two lips on the glass situation,
There's
which is
no
fine.
Mistaking it.
I don't remember anyone doing that to my car, so presumably it happened when I wasn't
which
there.
Which is so bizarre.
Which is bizarre. I don't kiss cars. Charlie, you kiss cars?
Maybe.
Okay. Not the answer I was hoping for. Charlie, was it you?
No, I condone it.
You can
New PSA.
Do you want to kiss my car?
Well, someone's already done it, you know. I can't.
Whoa. Okay. All right.
What that means?
It's claimed territory. Charlie Cloud does not go where once people were.
I take the path less taken.
You're like Robert Frost.
Exactly.
Yes.
Come to a fork
Except
in the road.
Take
it.
The kiss less taken.
You take the car. You kiss the car
less. Kiss taken
the car.
Is
you kiss
crazy.
The car less.
Kiss the car less. Kissing.
What? They look like nice lips, though.
Yeah.
What?
I guess.
Come on.
I
they
guess.
Do.
Sure. It is. Yeah.
What? It's a. You know. Wait, hold on, guys. Actually, I got distracted really quickly.
Okay.
I also got distracted.
It's day three of the Masters, so it's very important to me. Oh, guys. So Rory McIlroy was winning earlier. He's now losing. Double bogeyed 11 and he bogeyed 12.
Wow.
Rory, you stupid
this
chud.
This doesn't really mean much to me.
Well, we're almost out of time now.
True.
This is WFO in Medford, Tufts, freeform, musical, educational, inspirational.
Wait, we have to give an educational fact.
Motivational.
Oh.
I don't know how to even word. Radio.
Are we not going
to 91.5 WFO?
We're not going to leave these people with a wonderful piece of advice to leave love
sure
or live
can.
Their lives by.
You've got 3 minutes and 30 seconds
to come up with something to give the people of Medford.
Yep, or the wider Somerville area.
True. I mean, anyone can tune in. It's online.
My friend
these
from
days.
Paris is listening. Hi, Cole.
Whoa.
Who?
Tufts International Freeform Radio.
Wait, I feel like I gotta have a good science fact. I know if you're curious about plain carbon steels, I've been really digging that recently.
Wow.
You tectoid line. But that seems a little boring, so maybe no fun fact today.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Okay, so there's a line in all steels where if you heat it past a certain temperature, the composition changes, the alloy changes, right? So you'd have like gamma plus, you know, whatever. I think it's ferrite. And if you get it hot enough, it becomes beta, you know, let's just say. And so if you were to heat steel in like a, you know, heat treat, anneal it perhaps, after you've worked it, you cold worked it, get to a certain temperature, it'll be a different alloy, right? And then it'll have different properties. So, the, you know, the it'll be BCC or FCC. The shape of it will change. But then if you cool it down, it'll go back to the old crystal structure.
Yeah, no, I was lost from the get-go.
It goes back to the old crystal structure. So if you wanted to keep it at, like, to be gamma and, you know, whatever it is, austenite rather than, you know, normal steel, you'd have to add a stabilizer like manganese or sulfur or something that takes some silicon. But yeah. Any questions?
So nope. Many.
I just took a test on this.
Fresh on the brain.
I think I did pretty good.
That's good.
Maybe I'm useful, Chungus, after all.
And on that note.
Okay. Everyone be useful, Chungus, today.
Everyone.
Maybe we'll be. What's 2 weeks? What day is that?
In 2 weeks?
So the 17th is next Friday, right? So it'll be the... Oh, that's Frog. Frog is coming. Yeah.
No. Wait.
Yes. Certainly.
Frog is the 26th, no?
So is Saturday... Oh, Zara Larson is next time during our show. No one's going to listen to that, and I'm probably not even going to be
this
here.
It might be the last
one. Wait, do you think you could do the vocal run?
I could play stateside. I learned how to
do this.
On the
guitar?
Yeah.
You've got 1 minute
left.
No, this might... is this our last one?
Our last show ever?
It might be. Because we're not here next week.
Oh,
that's next
bummer.
Time.
It's a real bummer.
Yeah, I think it... Yeah, because I'm not going to be here on the 9th of May.
That's my birthday.
Wait, because...
It's Bree's birthday, bro. That's the last day of finals.
Yeah, well, I'm probably...
Wait, yeah, be here.
We can play Peanut one more time.
Maybe I'll be... Maybe I'll
that would be the best birthday gift ever.
We can be nuts together.
Wow. Okay. Well,
we can...
last TBD.
I hope you enjoyed Peanut. All two shows.
Yeah.
All two of them.
I think they both went pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to leave now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night. I want to be with you up here.